We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yesterday, Hurricane Ian making landfall as a Category 4 storm. Devastating winds, the storm surge that follows. Justin Finch has been on the ground in the Tampa area. Justin, what was that like in the moments before and directly after it made landfall?
You know, we started getting information that the Iowa was approaching southwest Florida around 11 o'clock or so, within that hour, and we could really see and feel where we are in the Tampa Bay area. Just the conditions began to shift. The wind began picking up. The rain as well. And it went from just a noticeable change to just rapidly picking up a lot more violence. This morning, the rain is kind of cut off a bit. Now it's a lot windier, a lot more chilly than it was yesterday. The wind, in some respects, is stronger than it was just yesterday. And these are our signs that Ian is definitely still here, though, coursing at this point northeast. More of the effects now being felt in central Florida in terms of rainy conditions, flash flooding conditions. The rain is clear. The wind is now here. And also daylight is coming up, too. So in those areas most impacted, they are getting an even better look at the scope of the damage left behind.
Wow, it really, really sounds windy this morning and might be too soon for people to start surveying damage, although I'm expecting that a lot of people will try, right?
That's right. First responders are really encouraging people to stay put if they can until they give the go-ahead for some areas that are really, really tough. You know, in Fort Myers and Naples, southwest of us here in Tampa, there were actually downtown areas just overrun with water. Reports of people trapped in their homes in chin-high water. So you really get a sense of how dire those conditions got to yesterday. Some people thought they could perhaps write this out, that perhaps it would not be as bad as it was. But in the end, it appears those forecasts, those storm surges, the most crucial part of that forecast along those coastal areas, did prove to be the biggest issue of all for so many people.
The images of the water, I mean, incredible. I can't imagine that there's any structure without some sort of damage, at least water damage.
You would have to think so. You know, and once the water gets into these buildings, it creates other issues. We saw people having electrical instances in their homes, things shorting out of that nature. Nearby a few of these homes, the wind, trees coming down, transformers going off by the water, just chaos everywhere. Nothing anyone would want to be around, and really underscores why government said, even if you think that you are tough enough to ride this storm out, it's best for everyone involved to just not be there.
Have you heard of any deaths so far with the storm?
We are hearing indications that in some areas, especially counties, that authorities there are aware of deaths and not giving us any specifics at this time. But when you think about some of these areas and how hard they were hit, that's what makes one or sometimes day two, but those reports will be coming in as people begin to go out and survey damage and check on their
friends. Well, Justin, stay safe out there. We hear, I mean, very windy, and it's still continuing, even though it has passed that area for the most part. The storm has been downgraded. You can hear just how bad it is. That's Justin Finch live from the Tampa area.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.